Praise the Lord. Tony, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. This is the books of Exodus, and we're on chapter 14. This will be chapter 14 today. But let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this service. Father, we thank and praise You for Your miraculous word. Your miraculous word shows us that the way You were with people that were obedient in the days of old, You'll also be with the people today that are obedient. And the way that You were with the disobedient people of old is the very way that You'll be with the disobedient people today. Lord, open the windows of heaven and teach us the lesson that You want us to learn from these scriptures. This is the lesson that's going to give us the power, the strength, the might, Your power, strength, and might, to stand another day in this wicked world, this world where Satan is doing everything in his power to depress people, when Satan is doing everything in his power to tempt people, when Satan is trying to make it look as though, you know, the Word of God is not capable of keeping us strong. Lord, rebuke the devil in the blood of Jesus. Rebuke him in Your name, Jesus. Father God, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Open our spiritual ears and pour them full of Your word, Your power, Your might, Your wisdom, Your knowledge, and Your understanding. Lord, that we can live, that we can continue another day in You. And Lord, we want You to always be with us. Continue to be with us every day. For we don't ever want to fall away from Your spirit, from Your life, from Your presence. Lord, from Your glorious, victorious ways. Lord, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen. All right, let's go.
Exodus chapter 14, King James Version, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot, and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them.
So that, in other words, there is a captain over every chariot. And they would call, you've heard of, this is the charioteers. You've heard of the Mouseketeers, you know, and the Mickey Mouse Club. Well, this isn't this is like the charioteers. Those are the captains. If I have an airplane, I'm the captain of an airplane. If I'm the captain of a chariot, I'm the captain of that chariot. So each one of them had a captain, each chariot. Okay, and they are, I would say, called charioteers. Charioteers. Okay, then what else?
And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, beside Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt?
See, God wants to show his power, and so they're blaming Moses because of what the Lord wanted him to do. Moses just told them to camp out by the sea and wait for these Egyptians to come, because God wanted to show the whole world that he was going to save Israel when they start walking through the sea and get on the other side. Remember, this sea is very deep. It's over 1,500 feet deep. Amen?
Amen.
And so when the Egyptians got in the midst of the sea, then the Lord crashed down the waters on them and they all died. But these people were needlessly worried. Okay, keep going.
Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
Okay, now, they would rather have died under slave drivers' whips and have their little children destroyed, their little boy children, than to die out there in the wilderness. Hmm. All right, then what?
Translation, verse 1 through 12. Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses, quote, Tell the people to march toward Pi-Hahiroth between Migdal and the sea. Camp there along the shore opposite Baal-Zephon. Then Pharaoh will think, Those Israelites are confused. They are trapped between the wilderness and the sea, exclamation mark.
Well, the Lord wanted Pharaoh to think they were trapped because there's high mountains and the sea. They can't get over the mountains. There's no possible way. And there's no possible way that they could get across the sea unless God does something. And he does. Okay, then what else?
And once again I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after you. I have planned this, so I will receive great glory at the expense of Pharaoh and his armies. After this, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord! Exclamation mark. Unquote.
And, you know, and Pharaoh was in the lead chariot. So Pharaoh got killed right with the rest of them. But first he saw his son die. Then what?
So the Israelites camped there as they were told. The Egyptians pursue Israel. When word reached the king of Egypt that the Israelites were not planning to return to Egypt after 3 days, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds. Quote, What have we done, letting all these slaves get away? Unquote, they asked. So Pharaoh called out his troops and led the chase in his chariot. He took with him 600 of Egypt's best chariots, along with the rest of the chariots of Egypt, each with a commander. The Lord continued to strengthen Pharaoh's resolve, and he chased after the people of Israel who had escaped so defiantly. All the forces in Pharaoh's army, all his forces, chariots and charioteers, were used in this chase. The Egyptians caught up with the people of Israel as they were camped beside the shore near Pi-Hahiroth, across from Baal-Zephon. As Pharaoh and his army approached, the people of Israel could see them in the distance, marching toward them. The people began to panic, and they cried out to the Lord for help. Then they turned against Moses and complained, quote, Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? Why did you make us leave? Didn't we tell you to leave us alone while we were still in Egypt? Our Egyptian slavery was far better than dying out here in the wilderness! Exclamation mark. Unquote. King James Version, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Translation verses 13 through 16. But Moses told the people, quote, "Don't be afraid. Just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue you. The Egyptians that you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. You won't have to lift a finger in your defense!" Escape through the Red Sea. Then the Lord said to Moses, quote, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving!" Use your shepherd's staff. Hold it out over the water, and a path will open up before you through the sea. And all the people of Israel will walk through on dry ground. King James Version, verse 17. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Translation verse 17 through 21. Yet I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will follow the Israelites into the sea. Then I will receive great glory at the expense of Pharaoh and his armies, chariots and charioteers. When I am finished with Pharaoh and his army, all Egypt will know that I am the Lord. Then the angel of God, who had been leading the people of Israel, moved to a position behind them, and the pillar of cloud also moved around behind them. The cloud settled between the Israelites and the Egyptian camps. As night came, the pillar of cloud turned into a pillar of fire, lighting the Israelite camp. But the cloud became darkness to the Egyptians, and they couldn't find the Israelites. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the sea, through the water, with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. King James Version, verse 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Translation, verses 22 through 27. So the people of Israel walked through the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side! Then the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and charioteers, followed them across the bottom of the sea. But early in the morning, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw them into confusion. The chariot wheels began to come off, making their chariots impossible to drive. Quote, "Let's get out of here!" The Egyptian shouted. "The Lord is fighting for Israel against us!" Unquote. When the Israelites were on the other side, the Lord said to Moses, quote, "Raise your hand over the sea again. Then the waters will rush back over the Egyptian chariots and charioteers." Unquote. So as the sun began to rise, Moses raised his hands over the sea. The water roared back into its usual place, and the Lord swept the terrified Egyptians into the surging currents. King James Version, verse 28. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Translation, verse 28 through 31. The waters covered all the chariots and charioteers, the entire army of Pharaoh. Of all the Egyptians who had chased the Israelites into the sea, not a single one survived. The people of Israel had walked through the middle of the sea on dry land, as the waters stood up like a wall on both sides. This is how the Lord rescued Israel from the Egyptians that day. And the Israelites could see the bodies of the Egyptians washed up on the shore. When the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had displayed against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and put their faith in him and his servant Moses.
Okay, so that was the last verse in chapter 14. And now, some commentary.
14, verse 1 through 2. Quote, "Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses. Quote, tell the people to march toward Pi-Hahiroth between Migdal and the sea. Camp there along the shore, opposite Baal-Zephon." Unquote. This divinely led turn or change, either due south or back toward Egypt, was to depict confusion, verse 3, so as to trick and defeat Pharaoh, verse 4. 14, verse 7. Quote, "He took with him 600 of Egypt's best chariots, along with the rest of the chariots of Egypt, each with a commander." Unquote. Chariots were either two- or four-wheeled, horse-drawn vehicles used to carry a driver and one or more warriors. They were equipped with bows, arrows, spears, and javelins. They were excessively heavy and became easily bogged down and immovable in muddy ground, trapping horses and men. 14, verse 10 through 18. Water was in front of them, and Pharaoh and his army behind them. They were trapped and had one of three options: surrender, fight, or trust God. The actual crossing took place somewhere between Quantir and just north of Suez, near the papyrus marshes. 14 verse 19, quote, "Then the angel of God, who had been leading the people of Israel, moved to a position behind them, and the pillar of cloud also moved around behind them," unquote. 14:19 tells of the angel of God. The angel, the cloud, and the fire were visible means of direction, protection, and assurance. 14:21, quote, "Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the sea, through the water, with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land," unquote. The Egyptians had to learn that God was no desert God, but was the controller of all human destiny and the God of all the elements, the God of everything. 14 verse 24, quote, "But early in the morning the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw them into confusion," unquote. Quote, "watch," unquote, meant one of two things: one, posting a guard, or two, a unit of time that divided the night, such as the evening watch, midnight watch, and the early morning watch. 14 verse 31, quote, "When the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had displayed against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and put their faith in him and his servant Moses," unquote. The proper response to the power of God is fear or awe, trust and obedience, a lesson the Israelites would have to learn over and over again. 14 verse 1 through 9. The Israelites were between a rock and a hard place. The Red Sea on one side, it was before them, and the Egyptian army on the other, right behind them. And though the Israelites had already seen God do great miracles in Egypt, it must have been hard for them to wait and see how God would save them from this ominous situation. God doing great miracles in Egypt, chapter 7, verse 1, chapter 12, verse 51. 7, verse 1, quote, "And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet." Chapter 12, verse 51, quote, "And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies," unquote. Our situations may seem just as hopeless, but nothing is a hopeless dead end for God. He will always provide a door leading to the next step in his plan. 14 verse 10 through 12. Quote, "As Pharaoh and his army approached, the people of Israel could see them in the distance, marching toward them. The people began to panic, and they cried out to the Lord for help. Then they turned against Moses and complained, quote, Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? Why did you make us leave? Didn't we tell you to leave us alone while we were still in Egypt? Our Egyptian slavery was far better than dying out here in the wilderness!" exclamation mark, unquote. In all their fear, the Israelites cried out to God for help. Their terrified complaints show that their faith in God was limited. But at least they took the right first step. They admitted that they were powerless in this situation, and then look to God for help. They were honest about what they were feeling. As a result, their discouragement and fear were soon turned into amazement and rejoicing. 14:21, 15:21 quote, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided." Unquote. 15:21, quote, "And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." Unquote.
Praise the Lord. That was chapter 14 of the book of Exodus. I've already done chapter 15, and we'll be doing it on tape here shortly. Until then, God bless you real good. Meditate on the Lord day and night. Keep thinking about the Lord and all these marvelous miracles. And we'll see you next time. God bless you till then, and praise the Lord.